Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night.
Welcome back, everybody.
A pair of jeans that fit just right.
Tobin and Leroy back with you. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program.
That literally might be the best chicken wings you have.
They're really good, right?
Really good, good wings. Good size, too.
Man. I don't know if it's the way they prepare them, yeah. The flavor, the crunch.
Good, dude.
The size.
Where are these wings from?
The Citadel. Downstairs. What's the name of that place? Do we know?
Manjay? Manjay?
Yeah. It's really good. Down at the Citadel.
I love that.
The jerk wings?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Incredible.
Put their foot in them. Who thought of that? Who's that? Like, you know what described this good food? She put her foot in this.
Probably somebody black because it don't make no damn sense.
Or maybe
whatsoever.
Rex Ryan. Rex Ryan was like, you know what I like?
Let's get the headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
We got a lot of action today. Tread deadline is at 4.
Yep. Mm. It's election day.
Election day.
You know, and, you know, as a nation, I don't like to get into endorsements and what people should do or whatnot. And, you know, we're all very divided as a country. But I think it's important to let you guys know where I lean.
You love lean that.
And that is
everywhere.
He's right there.
Point for Leroy.
No. Enough. All right. Enough child's play. All right. I'm trying to do something serious here. It's election day.
Pretty sure this is not serious.
A nation. No, it is, JFig. It's very, very serious. And as a nation, we have been very divided. We're bickering at each other. You know, we can't seem to complete anything. But I think we can all stand united on this. And this is why I want you all to follow my lead here. As I officially endorse Pella Larson to have a permanent place in the Heat's rotation, because that guy, intangibles. I mean, did you see him? He was all over the place yesterday, right, dude.
Don't you have to say with an accent, though, because he's...
The Swedish accent is very strange. I don't really know how to roll with it.
That never stopped you before. Now all of a sudden you got respect. Wait, now all of a sudden he has respect for
it. It's almost like a curveball English accent.
Yeah, I try to do it in my brain, well, and I just kept going, oomps.
It's not oomps.
It's not oomps.
You know, it's the speed, you know. I'm everywhere. You know, something like that. It's not really that, though. Like, I can't.
Spanish,
I don't have enough.
Slovenian.
Not ready to roll with it. By the way, suspension's up tomorrow. Very excited.
Yours?
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Well, not mine, Babushka's.
Yeah, maybe Babushka can talk some sense into him because he's too busy taking photos, not scoring more than 4 points.
But did you see Pella Larson? Like, he was like, yeah. tip ball, extra possession.
Yeah.
He like ran into the stands, got the heat the ball back. He's and like,
you want, me to, you want me to give you a small answer?
Hmm?
Somebody say, hey, so Pelle Larsen, well, he's definitely earned, you know, the opportunity to be on the floor, and then he won't play for three games.
He needs to play.
We've seen. No, we've he seen needs to play. We've seen this movie.
I've very clearly seen.
Hey,
that we need we've to play seen, him.
Just like, guess what? Kalel could get in there and go 20-10, and you might not see him for a month.
Slim says rotation. Put him in the starting lineup. I'm for it.
Yeah.
Nah, because they need. They need somebody who can make a three.
Put him in the start the third at the very least.
They, you, for every guy you have, your mid-range guys, you got to have some three-point shooters.
He was great yesterday. He did it all. He was the best part. I can't believe we wasted Pelle Larsen night. It was the Larsen night. Oh, he was so good. Oh, he was so good. The best 13 points you've ever seen.
That's impressive.
You would agree? The best 13 points we've ever seen?
I mean, he was very was active.
Very active.
It seemed like he was doing more.
He did. And he, even like defensively challenged. Now, I don't know why Spo put... I was a little nervous when Spo put him on the inbounds with 0.7 left. I'm like, Spo, you want the rookie to make the inbounds decision? And he's like, I think Terry half-court heave is the play here. Like, you know, I'm not here to judge anybody. I just felt like that was a bit much to throw on the youngin's plate.
Why? They've been taking balls out for their whole life.
Know. With like two like, 7-footers on the floor they have?
So what?
Like well, I love the way you take a sport they've been playing most of their life and take a moment and make it, oh, he's well, a rookie.
Threw it the farthest away you could from the basket they needed to score on.
Yeah, okay.
It's a big spot.
Hmm.
You know? I know you gotta, you know, have your guns out there, but like, I don't know. Either way, he was awesome yesterday. Will we see Kalel wherever like that? Hard to say. You know, Spo does get a little frisky on road trips, especially West Coast trips. You know? He likes to mix it up. Maybe it's the hotel rooms. I don't know.
Ah. Love me a good hotel room.
Yeah, there's something about West Coast trips. He'll like, maybe he'll dip into it. But Kevin Love's coming back, too.
Love.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was back already. Only Duncan came back yesterday?
He was back, but he's reconditioning to competition. That is the term they put on it.
Heard. Hope everything was okay.
I do, too.
Usually when it's like personal reasons and the Heat don't mention anything, it's usually something serious. So hopefully everything's okay and hopefully you can return soon. Love. Could use that instead of these Thomas Bryant minutes. Jeez, these have been rough.
Listen, that is run its course. I am ready. And Jay Rich just said, woof, that has been a bumpy comeback so far, too.
I need
give him time, you know. I mean, he did just come back from a shoulder surgery.
For sure,
a shoulder
which makes
injury.
More sense. I need Thomas Bryant to throw a
good
massage.
Man, yesterday. Oof.
Not good.
And you want to talk about a bullseye every time DeRozan saw Jay Rich on him, he goes, oh.
Yeah, like what? Oof. Like, I thought he was our stopper.
Oh, he stopped us all right from winning.
Okay. All right.
There you go.
He's coming back from injury, dude.
His feet weren't hurt. No.
Get in front
of him. Wait, what does coach say? What do they say? You guard somebody with your feet, not with your arms. That's how you foul.
The feet tell the truth.
I don't say that.
No, dude.
No, people say that.
Why? Like,
say that.
I love how you could take a moment.
Didn't you have another
and
quote?
Just lose it.
What did I say?
You had another football quote you wanted to ask Leroy about, or something like that.
And I have a football
quote. Or was it like a sports quote of some sort, like a saying? I think you.
No. We talked about it. Okay. We were talking about like being better than your record, if that's a real thing.
Oh, that stupid quote. Yeah. I
no. Because nobody cares. All the big people care about is how many wins you
have. I thought nobody cared
either.
Which
is why I said to you, who cares how it looks, just get wins.
Mm.
But you would agree these have been better games the last 2 weeks. You would agree.
Better to watch, for sure.
More enjoyable watch.
Then why are we so miserable? If they had 1-2 and they looked ugly, would we feel better?
I don't know.
No, you do know.
I can't live in fantasy.
You do know.
I don't know.
You do know.
I can't live in that world.
Oh, my goodness.
You like to live in a little place called Hypotheticalville.
No, I like to live in a place.
It's right next to Whoville.
You know, I like to live in a place called winning.
Putting this in the nose, Leroy stops by Hypotheticalville.
Just two more towns. We got Hypotheticalville.
Last stop. J-Fig, you're giving away your tickets right now.
Oh,
I felt like that's what she was looking at. She's like, hey, you know, tickets, let's go.
Yeah, of course. She has to give them more.
Yeah, if you're ready for them.
What caller number should it be today, Jennifer, for the pair of 2-day general admission tickets to Country Bay Music Festival?
Well, since Marcos never listens to me, I'm going to go ahead and pick number seven.
Caller number seven to 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560 will get themselves a pair of two-day general admission passes to Country Bay Music Festival. You got Zach Brown Band this weekend, Carrie Underwood this weekend, Dustin Lynch, and a whole lot more at Miami Marine Stadium. If you don't win, you can still get your tickets at Miami CountryBayMusicFestival.com. That's where you can purchase tickets. But right now, caller number seven to 305-567-0560. Did I say that right?
Yes.
All right. 305-567-0560. Caller 7 will win those passes to Country Bay Music Festival. Back after this.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Givers away of Country Bay tickets. Congratulations goes out to the caller.
Thanks, man. What, no Monster Mash this time around?
No, I just figured I want to talk about my feelings.
Cold guys. Open, dude. Cold open.
Or.
What are you feeling?
Here we go, baby. Now we got music. Chicken, chicken. Chicken,
chicken. Chicken, chicken. It smells like chicken in here.
Mm.
That's really why.
You weren't saying that when you was eating the chicken.
Oh, it's delicious, though. Delicious.
We said it was bad chicken.
Hey, that might be. That was some tasty chicken.
Trade deadline. Leroy has just let us know. Mike Williams.
What?
From the Jets has been traded to the Steelers.
He was on the Jets.
Yeah. He was. Remember, Aaron Rodgers threw him under the bus.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Only a matter of time.
Only a matter of time, indeed.
Only a matter of time. But I would call it, you know, no huge splash, right? The Lions trade is probably the biggest one so far.
Yeah. The Lions trade is really big because Za'Darius Smith is a really good rusher. He would be the equivalent.
Didn't want to leave, though, huh?
He didn't want to leave. He would be the equivalent to Bradley Chubb.
Chubba-dub-dub.
The second pass rusher, but he makes a lot of plays. He's all over the field. Yeah. So, I like, not for nothing, if I was Detroit, I would have tried to get Big Boy.
Miles
Garrett, yeah.
He's on the block. I feel like he's a Browns lifer.
I think we thought that about
who?
Za'Darius, like we thought all these guys.
No, I think Miles Garrett. I think the Browns. Thomas. Like I think the Browns. I think Miles Garrett. I think of him as the face of the franchise.
Yeah, it's true.
Yes, but that. Listen, man. Listen. Mm-hmm. What you think and what teams think. You think that changes anything?
Fair.
If somebody calls it, we give you two first rounders, and they'll be like, boop, Miles, pack your stuff.
Schmeathan is right. The Commanders did trade for Saints cornerback Marshawn Lattimore.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's the other one I saw. Yeah.
That was so they're going for it a little bit.
All right, who did the Dolphins pick up, huh?
Why would hey?
Yeah.
The only thing you can pick up is not available.
Pass rusher.
Nobody's getting rid of their.
What they're going to pick up is Zach Sealer next week. He's back.
All right.
From his face getting smashed in.
Bye.
All right.
Probably Eichenberg, but everybody's denying it.
We know the truth.
Somebody
had to do it.
He didn't just bang his face on somebody's hand.
Yeah, crazy. Crazy, man.
Hmm.
This is nuts. But it'll be great to have him back nonetheless. Definitely is one of the best players on defense, one of the best players on the team. And
I can't believe how much we're relying on Calais Campbell.
It's crazy. Well, I think that's kind of the thing. Like, you see the Saints have two wins, but they're like rats off a ship. We're done. Yeah, right. All right.
They ain't even trying.
They're not trying.
Nah.
You know, they fired their coach, but the Dolphins are sitting here, same amount of wins. Granted, I get it. You haven't lost seven in a row, but still, the same amount of wins. You've beaten two of the worst teams in the league, and the Dolphins are like, I think we're better than a record. We're not selling. And I don't know.
What would you sell? You just gave everybody new contracts.
Would you, if Calais Campbell came to you and he said it with his
voice? No, because I think he wants to play here.
What if he doesn't, though? Does he want to play here, or does he want to play for a winner? You know?
So what he would have to ask, where do you want to get traded to?
Right.
Trade me back to Baltimore.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
I don't think Baltimore let him go.
It was a free agent.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was a free agent.
So would he be here or Detroit?
Oh.
I mean, like,
that'd be good.
I just feel bad. Like, at a man his age, I feel bad somewhat that he's here.
Listen,
like,
I've, But here's the thing. I do believe that what made this appealing was his chance to play here. And to see as a bonus, they had a chance to be good. But I think first and foremost, he wanted to play here. And I think that's why he wouldn't ask for a trade. Like, yeah, man, I don't know.
Plus, he wants to watch the Canes up close and personal.
Does he?
I think that's what he said.
I mean,
go Canes. Sounded like the LSU coach.
You sound like Ed Orgeron. You don't sound like Calais Campbell.
Ed Orgeron? Just not good at impressions.
I mean, he has a lot of pride. I understand that. Like, he's a guy, like, he doesn't want to, like, feel like he's rats off a ship, but deserves better.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
I really made poor decisions because I promised certain things.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. That just happens. Like, I wanted to stay in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
I signed my new contract in Cleveland, and 6 months later, we were in Baltimore. So,
but you got that sweet-ass hoodie. That's a great hoodie. It's a great hoodie.
They send me stuff every year.
It's a great hoodie.
It's a really nice hoodie.
I know. It's thick, too. Look at that.
It's got your number on it.
Got my number on it. And we got eyes.
Yep.
You got eyes?
Okay.
Kinda. I never noticed that part.
Yeah. And it got the number on it.
Yep. Very, very cool.
That's impressive.
Yeah, they sent some stuff now.
And the sleeves? Let me see the sleeves.
He's got that patch. Got a Ravens patch on there.
Yep.
It's a good look, man. But I don't know. Look, you're probably right. They're probably not going to trade him because they want to dupe themselves into this is going to go somewhere. But it's just unlikely. It's hard to win that many games in a row, especially when you haven't been able to put together a consistent game, let alone I'm supposed to believe you could put together 9 consistent weeks.
I mean, look, you know how you win 7 in a row?
Don't say it. I'm going to be really mad if you say it. Don't say it. Don't say it. If you say don't say it, don't say that.
Hey.
Don't. I know what you're going to say. I swear to God, you better not say it.
Hey, Marcos.
Yes, sir.
You want to know how to win 7 in a row?
You're not going
to
do my bit on.
How do you do that?
You're not going to do my bit on.
Jennifer.
What's up?
You went on to win 7 straight?
Mm. Yeah, I want to know.
You know what? Let's take a call.
What?
No, you're not going to do it. Let's take a call. 305-567-0560 if you want an answer to Leroy's question. 305-567-0560.
I need to know.
If you want to answer Leroy's question on how you win 7 in a row, we will give you the answer. But first, Leroy needs to take a call. 305-567-0560. All right, here we go.
Good excuse.
560, what's your name?
Hello.
Hey, buddy, what's your name?
What's up? It's Alexander from Miami.
Go ahead, Leroy.
Say, so you want to know how you win 7 games in a row?
Don't say. How do you win 7 games, Leroy?
Win the first one.
Wow.
We're still working.
She leads a lonely life.
Broke my
She leads a lonely life.
I put them back together.
Sir.
It's a little bit too intense.
You think headphones grow on trees?
Not these ones, man.
No.
It's annoying.
Those are the good ones where you can go wee and they stay plugged in.
Love a headphone with a long cord and a plug in. They don't make them like they used to, dude.
Thank God
Amazon does exist. It's the only place you can get them now. I remember I went to the Sony store to get my first pair of these.
Ooh.
There was actually one that I liked that was a wee bit smaller on the ears.
But
they don't make them anymore.
Gotcha.
Those are my favorite ones.
Heard Amazon made it illegal for other places to do one-click shopping.
What does that mean?
That, like, essentially, if you want to buy something online in one click...
How would they do it?
What, do they have a patent on one click?
Yeah, actually.
How would they stop you from one click shopping?
I don't know, right?
Your one click is with another website.
We have stupid laws.
It's true.
Not the laws that we actually need.
This kid is like, looking at this kid from Florida.
He's not skinny either.
That's what I'm saying. He's not like a windsock.
It's Oliver Rue or Olivier Rue.
Oh.
Is that how I say it?
Because
he's from Quebec.
You want me to ask?
It's got
to
be Olivier Rue. It looks like Oliver, but it's he's from Quebec, so I assume it's Olivier.
Let me ask.
And then it's Ryu.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah. No, because
R-I-O-U-X.
Ryu.
Yeah.
Ryu. Olivier Ryu.
Yeah. It might be Ryu.
That could go Canada. That could go Bayou.
He's from Bonton.
Hold on. Let me get
Oh, man. Wouldn't that be amazing if he had a Cajun accent?
Man, he's 290 pounds.
No, he's Canadian, though. That's crazy.
Hold on.
Quebec.
Quebec.
I'm going to find out right now.
Quebec.
Olivier. There was a...
How do you say Oliver?
He made a call.
Olivier.
What about Rue? Yeah. Ask about the last name.
R-I-O-U-X.
R-I-O-U-X. Yeah.
Big Spoon!
Okay. That didn't happen. All right, bye.
Oh, that's what you just gave up? You said that ain't happening.
She did the French thing and she put all the... It's actually... He pronounces his name like Vernon pronounced his name.
Olivier?
Olivier.
Yeah.
Who's having more of a moment, the French or the Canadians in basketball?
The French are doing well right now.
I mean, they got Wemby.
But first of all, you don't know how many people are from Canada.
Right.
There's a lot of NBA players from Canada. You have no idea.
No, we saw them at the Olympics. Dylan Brooks, Jamal Murray, Shea.
Right. And I get like, Dylan Brooks is very aggressive. Cruising Canadians or not. Right.
So, well, Canadian has enforcer on the hockey team, too.
Yeah.
You know?
But he's not from Canada.
Who?
You said Canada has an enforcer.
In hockey.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean he's from Canada.
Nah, dude, there's Canadian enforcers.
Yeah, okay, for sure.
All right, I got you.
Ask DeMar DeRozan.
What was that dude?
He's not Canadian, dude.
No, Drake is.
Want to take another call?
Yeah.
Calls have been a plenty today. Elias, what's up, man?
Okay, the first thing I want to say is for these players fans that want to draft the quarterback first round overall, it's stupid because you potentially getting a player that's going to sit on the bench for the whole year instead of getting an impact player that can start for us now and have a real tangible effect on the team. And then why would you dedicate that much money to one position and then it's going to hurt the rest of the defense because the offense is basically signed? You're going to hurt the defense even more.
It's that Falcons plan.
Agreed. Agreed.
And then just trade Tua. Well, if you acknowledge that Tua can be traded, that you basically saying he's a top 10 quarterback because no team will pick up this contract unless he's a top 10 quarterback.
Huh.
Yeah. See, my whole thing is, and this is why I get mad, everybody has, you know, what they would do but not have answers. So no, I try to get people to give answers, right? And so you just, at that point, you're just barking at the wind. Because,
like, what kind of fan are you?
Is that how it goes?
Barking at the wind?
Barking up the wrong tree, I've heard of. I've never heard of barking at the wind.
To the wind, barking
at the wind. It's kind of, you're urinating in the wind.
Yeah, I've heard about that. I've heard pee in the wind.
Okay. Hey, this is not about me! Wait a minute! Wait, this is not about me!
Barking in the wind. No, it's a thing. It is a thing.
Yes, barking
in the wind is requesting something impossible or deliberately requesting something impossible in order to humiliate a subordinate.
All right, I've never heard of that.
Thank you! Apologize!
I'm not apologizing.
No!
I've never heard a real person use that term.
Everybody shamed me! Wow!
The last thing, on Leroy's point, is like, no one want to give you no answers, and the answers they give you are stupid. Well, just trade them. Just cut them. You can't cut the man with that much money that's left on the table. You're basically saying, and listen to this, if you get rid of Tua, you might as well get ready for Tyreek to start complaining, for Jalen Waddle to start complaining, because they want a quarterback that can get them the ball.
Correct.
Agreed. Thank you, Elias.
All right.
All right. Go bark to the wind.
It said bark at the wind.
Whatever, dude.
Hey, it's a saying, dude.
I don't think it is a saying.
Wait, you know what? Just because you two Neanderthals, it's a saying. You pulled it up. You guys on me, right? You pulled it up. You found it. And then you won't apologize?
No.
We heard about that this morning. Apparently, not apologizing sometimes is the way to go.
Oh, yeah. We asked. We did a gum commercial. You know how they say 9 out of 10 dinner? Well, we did a poll, and 9 out of 10 women said, "Hell no, I ain't meant nothing wrong."
Oh, yeah. That's not happening. Always a caveat, dude.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Like, you want to talk about samurai? Oh, my goodness. Bruh. Cement. No.
Didn't mean that.
Yeah.
Olivier.
But
I'm interested in that last name.
Got Game Day Uncensored, by the way, coming up on Monday this
she
week.
She said it.
Sunday.
She said it, and I immediately replied, no, I'm not. No. No, dude. She went full French.
She went wow.
Yeah, basically.
The Game Day Uncensored brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
They tried to do that to me at home, her and Mima.
What are they trying to do?
You know, when I they say, oh, that's French. This is how you pronounce it.
You're going to watch us.
You know what I say?
What's that?
Mima.
Hmm?
English has been kicking your ass. Why don't you just stick with that?
You gonna watch like election coverage tonight? Or you gonna like kick up a random TV show? You got no hoops.
I'm gonna kick up random TV show.
I'm gonna tune in the ranking show a little bit.
I'm not. No, I don't care.
Nah, you'll tune in tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm just gonna scroll, do whatever. I mean, I'm gonna start watching. Listen, not for nothing. I'm gonna start watching all the stuff at like 11 p.m.
Yeah. When the action picks up.
When the action picks up.
Can I put any action on this?
Yeah. Oh, I think you can. Yeah, I don't know about the Hard Rock app, but
parlays.
Robbie one time put together an entire Magnificent Seven on the election.
Dang. Yep. That's good.
He loves to gamble on politics.
He invited me to poker night.
Did he?
Very kind of
him. Yeah.
Nice.
Except it was in Cuba.
Yes. So I won't be going. But it was nice of him to invite me.
No. Listen. Robbie is fun in his own way.
Yeah.
You're going to have fun with Robbie, and if he says he's going, he's going to be the first one there. If you invite him to a party, Robbie going to be there on time.
Last one to open a soda, then.
I'm the only, last one to do anything. No, he'll get something to drink.
Yep.
But he'll sit there and stare at the food. Mm. Like, I have to go and eat a wing. Wherever we go, I got to go eat a wing first, get a hot dog first, and then Robbie will have his plate.
True. Very kind of him.
He said, I can't break
the seal. I always give him my... he's my knight in shining armor for getting me through bow campers during the Panthers parade to get to the staircase to approach Tobin. But he gave up his spot and led me through the crowd as I drenched everyone walking by them.
Couldn't even hear you, too, either.
I know.
It was crazy. Still a fun time, though.
Good time.
Panthers rain parade, dude. Dangerous.
Oh, it was. I heard there was all kind of lightning.
It was scary.
It was wild.
It was scary. Fun.
Yeah,
it's worth it.
I have never
Bobrovsky
been.
Bobrovsky was shirtless.
I've been invited to a parade.
Lomberg.
Like, I got invited to the Cleveland parade, right?
What? What parade?
When, the Cavs won.
Okay, I was like, what?
But I'm going to be honest with you. If I ain't win it, it's hard for me to celebrate it.
I understand. Not Raheem Mostert, though. Thank God he didn't fumble that Stanley Cup.
Whew.
Kind of wish he would have dropped that.
Drops.
And at least we would have known what we're in store.
I can't even hold the cup.
Imagine if he dents the cup.
That's bad luck.
Who did this?
It couldn't remember the cup fell off the front of a. Who's that? Had the fell off the front of a bus? That was some kind of World Cup or something like that, or was it the Stanley Cup last year?
I don't know. I remember Tom Brady throwing the Lombardi Trophy in the water.
Yeah,
that's how you know you have too many.
He was toasty.
I got another one.
You know.
Yeah. But first of all, you can't trust a guy who gets drunk off avocado vodka.
Wait, what? Avocado vodka?
Yeah. That's what he does. Yeah. Yep. It's good stuff.
Can't trust it, dude.
Can't trust it. Like, you can't get liquored up healthy. That's no.
Just a no-no.
Yeah. Mm. You just say, you know what you call getting drunk if you eat healthy? Cheat day. Nah. Just call it a cheat day.
Have a little fun, baby.
Don't say, ooh, I even went healthy with my liquor. So you're drinking light beers, but you got to drink 725 of them. You're still a drunk. You could have just did it with less.
Mm. All right, everybody be safe out there, you rascals. Drive home safe.
Be safe. Everybody vote. Go vote.
I don't care
who you vote for. Just vote.
Talk to you guys next time. I think it's important to let you guys know where I lean.
You love
that. And that is
everywhere. Why the hell is everybody realizing you got to be 37-17 in the third quarter after the game?
Well, I think a lot of people, I think that's another, but the I can talk, or a newer model.
Yeah.
But there's more miles on the odometer.
Transition.
Hope you mother have a good day.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.